program is paid for by Glazer & Associates. The views and opinions expressed in this content do not reflect those of 850 WFTL.
Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL, right here in beautiful South Florida. Couldn't have any better weather than this. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and is available for appointment in Orlando, Tallahassee, and Nashville. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. Give us a call right here in the studio, toll-free, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
Right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show, you like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list along with the about 9,000 others that we got on there now. Woo. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about our show, our blog, our seminars, big one coming up this
week.
Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. As you know, every single Monday morning, we do a blog. We start a new topic. Great resource, by
yeah,
the way.
It
great
is.
Resource place. And, of course, that can be found at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, now that Thanksgiving's over, it's time to put up the decorations, but can your condo or HOA stop you? All right, we talk about that every year. There was an interesting case out there, Karen. I think you actually sent it to me. You sent me a link about it where
the pregnant woman.
A woman who was pregnant and sick. She wanted to put up her decorations a little early this year.
Because she was due on Christmas.
No. Right, and they told her, no, you can't do it. So you'll have to read tomorrow as to whether or not the HOA can actually stop you. Before we get going, I just want to again wish everyone a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I hope your dinner was fun and friendly, and that politics was not discussed at the dinner table.
Some people brought Trump wine.
That's just asking for a fight. But I did read a great, wonderful meme on Facebook about that. It said, no, you should absolutely, definitely talk politics at the Thanksgiving table, because think about all the money it's going to save you on not having to buy Christmas presents. Right?
Awesome.
It makes a lot of sense.
So,
right?
You and I had horrible Thanksgivings. Well,
sitting here for 4 days now.
You've been working in your office, putting in new floors, and I've been moving. So, could it get any worse? I went up to Jennifer Ross's house, though. We had a ball.
Oh, that's great.
It was
that's
lovely.
The next Jennifer.
And we asked all our listeners to call in last week and tell us something that they were thankful about in their community. And you know what? It was really nice to hear from so many people. And they were praising their community, their board, and, of course, the show. So let's keep it going.
Yeah, well, Karen, we asked our blog readers to chime in. And let's see what they say. I'll start it off with Lisa Siegelbaum. Lisa writes in and says, I've been a director and officer on our board in our retirement community for close to 8 years, and although trying at times, on a whole, the experience has been wonderful. I'm very thankful to be working with four other board members who are smart, have common sense, are honest, and have no agenda other than the welfare of our association and the community as a whole. I'm grateful for the opportunity to take so many classes, everything from director certification and preparing proper budgets to defining common elements. We have a terrific property manager and, for the most part, a great support staff. Man, I want to find out where Lisa lives.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
Where do you live?
Right. Fantastic to hear people talk about their board that way.
We love it. And JJ said it's nice to hear some positive comments and see that it is possible to actually get along and cooperate in some community associations. I, too, am grateful for the people of our condominium community who realize that the board is human just like they are, and we're all in this together. Mostly, I'm thankful for Jan and CCFJ. Hey, Jan and CCFJ. We love him. He never fails to offer his advice and assistance. His dedication and efforts are priceless, and we all recoup those benefits.
Again, great to hear something nice about someone in their community. Kathleen Wells writes in, I serve as president on our board, of seven individuals. I'm thankful for we have a productive board and that the 72 unit owners that we serve are all very nice people. Isn't that nice to hear from board
awesome.
Members
yeah.
saying everybody in the community?
He's
nice.
A scumbag.
Yeah, that's what we typically hear, right? It makes it much easier to take care of people who are genuinely nice. You know, I can
yes.
tell you. In a
goes a lot further.
Absolutely. Board members will always tell you, you know, what's the saying, Karen? You get more with sugar
you
than
do.
Vinegar or something like that, however it goes. I also want to thank God for the beautiful trees and water in so many places. Mm-hmm. It's just a bit of heaven here in what I call paradise. God bless. Isn't that nice?
Very nice. And Tony Fiore said 4 years ago, we overthrew the dictator that held out our community as his own personal bank account, and we increased the number of board members, hold regular announced meetings, and have instituted a newsletter and a website to keep the owners informed. The neighborhood now is beautifully maintained, neighbors are friendly and happy, and the finances are solid. The board respects the owners, and the owners respect and appreciate the board. For all the above, I am grateful.
This is really something.
Love it.
People writing in this.
You must have gotten involved there or something.
Let me tell you, you know, we do this show week in and week out, and it's typically complaints, but it shows you that people can be really nice when they want to be, right?
Exactly.
Richard Ware writes in, I'm thankful. I love this one. I'm thankful for excellent lawyers. When the hell does that ever happen?
Woof.
When does someone thank the lawyer?
That's
I'm
nice.
Thankful for excellent lawyers familiar with HOA law to protect and serve honest board members against extortion.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Yay. And Becky said, I am thankful for the new friends in the community I've made since becoming involved with and on the board.
You know, that might sum it up right there. How about becoming involved in your community?
Yeah.
Would probably make you happier to be there, believe it or not.
Yeah.
The more involved that you become.
Yeah.
And Robert says, I'm thankful for all the firms who provide educational opportunities.
Yay.
To learn about the various issues involved in condo and HOA management. And that, of course, is the perfect segue to remind everybody that this coming Thursday night, it's our Condo Craze Board Certification Class, 5 o'clock p.m., Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Today is the last day to register. Of course, dinner is going to be served to everybody. There's going to be an expert panel on hand. And believe me, it is going to be a blast. That's it. Today is the last moment you can possibly register.
So, yeah, Robert was thankful to the firms. Well, Glazer and Sachs is the firm. You invented the whole thing, and you're going to be having it. Everyone can come, get fat, get educated, certified at the same time. It's free. It's fun. It's informative. Just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com to register. Today's your last day,
absolutely.
As Eric said.
And I really look forward to seeing everybody this coming Thursday night. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. And we can still take calls about being thankful
yeah.
if you want. And, of course, we can take calls about anything or everything in the world of condos and HOAs. Keep the questions coming. Give us a ring here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs. The number to call for free advice on a toll-free number about your community association, anything crazy going on there, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And there's one guy who could be listening while golfing at Trump International Golf Club.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the president's golfing right now. He's going to depart Mar-a-Lago at 4 o'clock, and you went to see him at the BB&T Center.
Wild week. What an amazing turnout it was. What was it, Wednesday night at the BB&T?
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. By the time that Trump took the stage, telling you, looked around, there was not one empty seat in the house.
So you're saying there were more people for that than there are for a Panther game?
Yeah, a lot more, probably triple. And when you think about where it went down, you know, make no mistake, it's
Broward.
A big deal that this happened in Broward.
Broward.
County.
Yeah, forget it. So I don't think anyone voted for Trump in Broward. But tell me about the security, because I haven't been to one of these things. And
so I've been to a few of these now. And I got to tell you, this one was intense. You talk about intense security. So when you drove into the parking lot, now think about this. Think of how many cars showed up.
Yeah, well.
Suppose I told you every single car was searched by a team of Secret Service agents, one at a time. Now think about what that means. So I was like the first car on the line. So I drove in, and you drive into like this big giant tent, right?
Really?
And as you're driving into the tent, so the tent fits about five cars. So they would take about five cars at a time. And as you drive in, think about this scene. There's 25 Secret Service men on your right, 25 Secret Service men on your left. So you're driving into a tent with about 50 Secret Service men in it. Pretty intense, right?
Right.
They order everybody out of the car at the same time. Everybody gets out, and now a team goes in with dogs.
Really?
With all kinds of, you know, of equipment, and they're searching your car top to bottom. And of course, first question, do you have any weapons? And, of course, I say no. They search my car. And what do they find, of course?
In the trunk.
In my trunk, in the back, you know, buried the bag that I bring to the range when I go to the shooting range. Loaded with ammunition. So I'm like, okay, I'm going away for like 7.5 to 15 on this one. And long story short, he says, you know, do you have any weapons? I'm like, no. He says, okay, just don't take this out again. Leave it here. I'm like, of course.
Oh,
I got off to a pretty bad start.
Yes.
Yeah, a little nervous when that happened.
So then what?
the secure, then you go in and you're going through metal detectors as well. So everybody was really, let's just say that there was Secret Service guys everywhere that you can possibly be.
What about a colonoscopy?
Right. No? You felt like just about that was the next thing coming up. Yeah.
Especially a cavity search.
Yeah, right, because the security was
And you had your mom, who's how old, 83?
88,
excuse me.
She was walking, and, you know, in all candor, we'll just say it could have been planned a little better. Because there were 25,000 people outside trying to get in, and only 7,000 seats they were opening up. And after some fighting, some crazy fighting and bickering, they finally opened up the second and third levels.
Unbelievable.
I got to tell you, Karen, I don't know if in Broward County they anticipated that over 20,000
right.
people were going to show up. Because I can tell you, when I was there, they weren't even close to ready. I mean, they weren't even close to being able to sit. To see,
maybe,
you know,
they were sweeping the arena, but they
don't
knew about
know,
it.
But by the time the president took the stage, there was not an empty seat in the House. It was
nice.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, well, something really amazing.
And then, instead of what Newsweek said, that he would be spending Thanksgiving tweeting and golfing and, you know,
right.
sunning at Mar-a-Lago,
yeah.
he actually
got
made a surprise
plane.
Visit to the troops in Afghanistan. But there was Air Force One was here at PBIA.
To fake everybody
right.
out.
Right.
Isn't that something? Now, you got to wonder, when does this guy sleep? Because,
yeah.
I mean, he left. Thanksgiving was Thursday, right?
Right.
When was the event? Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it was. And this guy was there in time in Afghanistan to serve the troops Thanksgiving dinner. Pretty incredible, pretty amazing. And, yeah, a reporter for Newsweek indicated that he's going to spend his Thanksgiving weekend basically playing golf and tweeting when they knew that something was up and he was going to be going somewhere. So that reporter, glad to hear it, but that reporter was fired by Newsweek. And Trump got them back. Trump tweeted, "I thought Newsweek was out of business already. How'd that happen?" Yeah, so it's pretty, pretty interesting.
But well, yeah, he'll be leaving here at 4 o'clock, so if you're heading to the airport and you got any flights out, just be aware of that travel time. You're going to be on hold while he's taking off.
Take our first call of the afternoon. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. How about we go to Norm in Boynton Beach? How are you, Norm?
Hey, Norm.
Hello, good morning.
Good
Hello.
Morning. How can we help
you?
Can you
hear me?
Yeah. I sure do.
Okay. So my situation is a little bit different than giving Thanksgiving. It's really a very ungrateful for what I consider to be a rogue board that has stepped up to the plate in the wrong way. They basically have increased our dues to a reserve fund to the tune of 20%. And the folks in our homeowners association, basically the homeowners rather, they essentially had very little say whatsoever in this whole process. And so the question I'm really getting to is as follows. We put together a petition for the HOA board, which is meeting this Wednesday. And the petition basically reads that we are asking them in uncertain terms to consider rescinding the vote that they took to increase the dues assessment by 20%. As I understand it, Florida statute requires that they at least put this item on the agenda, and whether it's at that meeting or at the following meeting in January or at a special board meeting. So my question is this. Let's say they put it on the agenda and they ignore it. Do we have any other remedies that we can take this to?
Okay, so your question raises so many different issues, but let's take it one at a time. The most important of which is, are you in a condo or an HOA?
We're in an HOA. There are 268 homeowners.
Okay, 268 homeowners. Probably.
I should point out that we already have 75 homeowners who have signed the petition, and that's households, as well as over 110 people who signed it, which I know is not as critical. It's the homeowners that are critical.
Okay, and basically you're saying that this increase in the budget happened as a result of the board wanting to put away money in a reserve account?
That's correct. They want to put it basically into what I call a bottomless pit or an abyss, for some rainy day. And truth of the matter is, if you really have an issue that requires some expenditures, they could do an assessment for it. But 20% into a reserve seems ridiculous.
Okay, but I'm looking at the numbers, and it seems like you probably have enough people in your corner to do this legally and make the board actually waive it and not have any choice. So what do I mean by that? So in a HOA, the maximum amount a quorum can be now is 30%. So you're telling me you have 268 owners in your community. So let's say 30% would be about 78, maybe 80 owners. You already told me you have about 75 in your corner that signed a petition. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so let's just say we changed it up a little bit, right? Let's say you got 80 owners to sign a limited proxy form where you scheduled a meeting for a certain date, a unit owners meeting for a certain date, and on that limited proxy form, you had the unit owners vote to waive reserve funding for the upcoming budget year. You know what happens if you do that? Instead of wasting, and I'm saying this respectfully, instead of wasting your time with just a petition to have the board think about it, simply if you use the right form, if you use a limited proxy form, and you schedule a meeting and you have everybody vote on it, if you get a quorum at that meeting, right, which they can appear in attendance by person or by proxy, and a majority of that quorum votes to waive the funding of a reserve account, guess what? It's waived, and the board can do nothing about it. So the idea is,
I can actually put together a quorum of homeowners in order to supersede the HOA board of directors, which in essence has been acting like a runaway rogue board.
That's exactly right. The will of a majority of a quorum, right, will prevail. And if a majority of a quorum vote to waive the funding of reserves in your community, then guess what? The funding of reserves is waived. That's irrelevant whether the board likes it or not. That's both for condo and HOA law.
But why do they need the reserves?
They need it for a rainy day. That's their claim.
It
doesn't rain in Florida that often.
No. Let me tell you something, Norm. It rains a lot. It rains a lot. And I can tell you, I'm one that's against the complete waiving of reserves.
I just didn't know if there was something pending that they needed to pay for.
I get it that in a community, especially where some people are on a fixed income, I get it that sometimes it's difficult to be able to afford the funding of a reserve account. I certainly understand that. However, I'd rather see people put an extra $50 a month away than to be hit with a special assessment, and the special assessment is potentially, $20,000. If you can't afford $50 a month, then, how are you going to afford a lump sum $10,000, $20,000 payment? But, Norm, the bottom line is that's how you would go about waiving it. You do it the right way, and then the board would have no say in the matter. Okay?
And where do I get the limited proxy form? And then I'll leave you be. But I so appreciate your comments. They're so helpful. I can't even begin to tell
you. You got it. You might want to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to tell you? Probably a good idea to ask a lawyer to make sure the form is done correctly, that you're setting the meeting properly, and that the board is properly put on notice. Okay? Norm, I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great rest of the weekend. Yeah. Of course, if you guys need help off the air, 954-983-1112. Call Glazer and Sachs, 954-983-1112. But between now and 12 o'clock, how about you call here and we answer your questions?
Don't wait till like 5 to 12.
Exactly. 877-850-8585.
Got somebody on the line.
We got? Oh, good. Let's take them. Here we go.
Who is this?
What do we got?
Lori from Palm Beach.
How are you, Lori?
Hi, Lori.
Yes, hi.
How can we help?
Hello?
Yep, Lori.
Oh,
go
ahead. I wanted to find out how difficult it is to eliminate a master association when we have a second tower that was supposed to be built that isn't being built. Now the property has been sold, and we have no need for this master association anymore. What is the process, and how difficult is it to get rid of that?
I'd love to answer that question, Lori, but there's certain questions. I can answer on the show because it simply results. The one thing I need to do is know what the statute says or know what the case law says. That type of question that Lori is raising is complicated, right? Obviously, there was some sort of master declaration recorded. I would have to find out what wasn't built, what was built, right? Whether or not mortgagee approval would be required to cancel this corporation, whether or not the corporation for the master association actually exists. I mean, a whole host of things goes into answering that question, and I cannot do any of those answers without taking a look at your documents first and checking through the public records. So, you know, we can do that, but we can't do it now. Well, I'm putting everybody on hold for like a half hour. That would be rude, Karen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, can't do it that way. So, sorry, Lori. That's something that we'd have to do off the air.
Okay. So how should I do that?
Give us a call in the office.
Off the air.
Yeah. Give us a call
the office.
954-983-1112. Okay?
No, okay. Thank you so much, Lori.
Okay. Let's do this.
Bye-bye.
Let's take our bottom of the hour break, everybody. Taking your calls again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here at 850 WFTL. Second half hour of the show, lots of people calling in. The number to call and ask Eric. I'm Karen. He's Eric, and he is an attorney that represents community associations. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Let's go to Carl, West Palm Beach. How are you, Carl? Carl, you there? All right, let's hang up on Carl and go to Gideon in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Gideon.
Hi, Eric.
How are you?
Our community, I'm good. Thank you. Our community is governed by a homeowner association. There's about 100 homes in the development. The property inspections held by the management company and sometimes board members always was driving around the community and looking at the front of the property and the curb appeal and things like that that were easily visible from the street. Very recently, board members and the property management company have started to walk behind some of the unit owners' property, but there's only about a third that are accessible by walking behind them. Okay. So my question is, if you can't look at all of the properties in its entirety, when you do the violation letters, wouldn't it be selective enforcement if you were only able to see a third from the rear and only the rest from the front?
Let me tell you why I don't think that it's selective enforcement, okay? Because selective enforcement is when you know for sure there's two or more people with the same violation, but you're only going after one. Here, you're telling me that the board is going after those that it knows are violating the rules or regulations, but they just don't know if others potentially are. So that's why I don't think that this is actually selective enforcement. But you know what a lot of boards are doing, Karen, now?
What?
When they find that they can't get to certain areas because there's a fence there or a tree there or there's hedges, whatever. Drones.
Yes.
Yeah, drones are becoming a big deal. And boards and management companies are using it to issue these violations. So, hey, is that something that they ever talk about in your community?
No.
No, yeah. Well, don't be surprised if that's something, if you wind up complaining, that's something that the board may wind up doing, actually using drones.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
You're saying security cameras are a material alteration. What about a drone?
Drone is not. Why? Because the drone is not built
into
the wall.
It's
static. Not something that you build. So here, no, I don't. I'm not saying, you know, I understand your complaint, but the bottom line is, no, I don't think it's considered selective enforcement here. Okay.
So if they can only access a third of the homeowners from the front and the rear, they can violate those people, even though they can't get to the other two thirds of the homeowners' backyards in the community.
That's correct, and it would be up to that one third that's being picked on to say, wait a minute, I know that there are other people. Here's proof. And therefore, you're selectively enforcing it. If you can't prove that the board is selective enforcement, then you have no selective enforcement defense. Okay? How about we go to Carl in West Palm Beach?
Good.
Thank you. Carl is back?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, Carl, how are you?
Hello. Okay, good. You hear me now. Okay, I have two quick questions. One of them, are we as association members in a HOA or a COA permitted to have a list of all of the association members with their addresses and their phone numbers.
Okay. So here's what the current state of the law is, all right? Associations have to maintain a unit owner roster, okay, showing who owns, you know, what particular unit. A lot of times associations say, well, what do you need us for to do it? Just go to the property appraiser's office and you can get it right off there. It's a lot easier. And a lot of associations say the roster that we keep is actually simply a printout of the property appraiser's office. Now, what can associations do, though? If you look at the statute, it says that telephone numbers cannot be given out. You can't just walk in and say, I want a list of the telephone numbers. Can't be given out. However, there's another part of the statute that says the association can print like a friendly telephone directory, which lists the name of the owner, the unit that they own, and their telephone number. However, the unit owner has the right to opt out of the telephone number portion. So what I tell associations all the time is before you publish this, whether or not you want to call it a roster, a friendly telephone directory, you got to give the unit owners the option to opt out. So you can send out a letter saying, hey, we're going to publish this directory. We're going to publish it with your phone number unless you choose to opt out. If they don't opt out, let's say within a 30-day period, publish away, and then, yes, you would be able to get that phone number. Okay?
What about renters?
What I'm asking is, can that list be given to a board member with the phone numbers?
No unit owner should be able to get that unless basically everybody's able to get that. Are you saying that some board members are using it for their own personal business?
Well, I noticed that when it comes to the elections, existing board members are using those lists for campaigning, obviously the others don't.
Yeah, and this is a common theme at election time. And, yes, I would tell you that if a particular board member wound up getting access to the official record, so that board member has an unfair advantage in the election process, then, yeah, I would absolutely challenge that election. I'd file a complaint, and I think you'd wind up winning because there's no question about it that a board member should not be using their position to get email access, to get phone number access so that they can campaign and the regular unit owner cannot. That would certainly give an unfair advantage. But we got to do this. We got to take our final break of the hour, everybody, taking your calls on anything condo and HOA related, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Here's Jeff and Jonathan from Sherlock Tree.
Do your trees on your property look like a mess? Are they unsightly and overgrown? At Sherlock Tree Company, we know you're tired of going from company to company, hoping to find the one that gets it. At Sherlock Tree Company, we get it.
I'm Jonathan, the head arborist at Sherlock Tree Company. We've been here in South Florida since 1974, serving the Tri-County area. Our entire team is first class. We are committed to the long-term health and wellness of your trees. Please call me or any one of our other certified arborists at 954-788-4000.
Sherlock Tree has state-of-the-art equipment that is ready for action the minute we roll up on your job and what you've hired us for. Our large staff does residential, commercial, and large HOA work for some of the most notable properties in South Florida. Whether it's trimming or pruning, tree removal, new tree installation, or even if you want a whole new look, Sherlock Tree won't quit unless you are completely satisfied.
Call me, Jonathan, at Sherlock Tree Company at 954-788-4000. Check us out on the web at SherlockTree.com. That's SherlockTree.com.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face to face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? CenterState Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. CenterState Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs. He specializes in community association law. And we have our lines stacked with questions.
Let's go to the West Coast. How about Ed in, is it Porta Vista? How are you, Ed?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call, Eric.
Sure thing. No problem.
I talked to you a couple months ago about this question, and getting some pushback from my association manager, and I just want to make sure that I understood what you told me when we talked. Our association documents, the bylaws specifically, were amended to correct a Scrivener's error, and in doing so, another small error happened to get inserted in these bylaws. I want to just go ahead and strike out the two offending words and refile the new two pages with the recorder's office.
Right.
My association manager is saying it has to be done by an attorney because there was a Florida Supreme Court decision that said CAMS can't do legal stuff.
That's correct.
But can I go ahead and do this as a citizen?
When you say citizen, are you on the board?
Yes.
You're on the board. Okay. So technically a CAM cannot do it because it's considered the practice of law, and basically what makes it the practice of law, they're getting paid to do it. They're getting remuneration. Can a board
I can hardly hear you, Eric.
We're doing the best we can. But, yeah, technically there is a Supreme Court case that says a CAM cannot prepare that amendment. Why? It would be considered the unauthorized practice of law. Now, the question is, can a board member do it? Yes, but there's no way I would ever tell you that it's a good idea for a board member to do this and to make changes to your bylaws without having your community association attorney look at it first. If it's done wrong, if it's done incorrectly, then, hey, you wind up screwing it up for everybody. I mean, already we have a situation where you said there was a Scrivener's error in your documents, someone tried to make it right, and then they screwed it up again. So now you want me to sit here and say, okay, now do it a third time without an attorney? I'm not going to tell you to do that.
Well, yeah, I understand. Well, actually, it was the attorney that made the mistake the second time.
So you should have said objection when I said that. You missed the objection there. And
Well,
shouldn't the attorney fix
with
it?
You know what, Ed, with all due respect then, probably best to have just, and I mean this very respectfully, have another set of eyes look at it. To do it again, just because, again, it's best if I'm on the board, I want to stay out of it. I don't want to be the guy responsible for drafting it. I want it to go, if there's an error, I want it to fall on the attorney who the association, not me.
Yeah.
I mean that sincerely. And it's a good idea, to just always have a second set of eyes. You know, we do things here, if we're doing something complicated, even if I'm doing it for an association, I'm not the only one that'll take a look at it. I'll always ask, you know, someone else here to take another look at it as well. You know, just to make sure it's being done right. So that's how I would look at it. I wouldn't be the one. I'd pay a few bucks and have someone else look at it. Okay, Ed?
Okay.
Be smart. Yeah, let's just let someone else hear. How much could it be to do an amendment? So an hour of attorney time? You know, no big deal. Pass it on. Thanks for the call, Ed. Karen, we got your secret admirer on the other line.
Oh.
George from Estero.
Hello,
are you, George?
George.
Eric, first of all, thank you for taking my call. A few weeks ago, you lumped me in with some 80-year-olds that had expressed an interest in Miss Curtis. Just want you to know, I'm 73, but my wife says I act like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Now, that averages out to about 44.
Okay.
So, anyway, now, my specific question is, and you've answered this very succinctly and intelligently before, but one more time. For an HOA, with regard to reserves, whether they're pooled or not, and I think your example of you have it pooled for XYZ and then the gate fails.
Yes.
Could you just please go over it one more time that you can't use reserves for something that isn't accounted for?
Okay.
Thank
okay.
You.
So let's say you're using the straight line method, right? And for a condo or HOA, so you have a line item for roof, you have a line item for plumbing, you have a line item for electrical, you have a line item for painting and pavement, right? So if you're using the straight line method, you can't borrow from one category to pay the shortfall in another. So let's say it's time for you to do your roof, and you're like, okay, we need $200,000 for the roof. We only have $100,000 in our roof reserve, so we're going to take the other $100,000 from the other categories. Can you do that without a unit owner vote? No, absolutely not, if you're using the straight line method. If you're using the pooling method, however, everything gets thrown into one pot, and as long as you're using the funds for any category that's being reserved, no problem. Take all the money that's in the pot to pay for the new roof. No problem, even if you're going to leave it bankrupt. Okay. Now, where do associations often have a problem, though? Let's say they're using the pooling method, and in that pooling method, they're reserving for, again, roof, plumbing, electrical, pavement, painting, right? But then all of a sudden, a unique problem arises. For example, the gate to the community breaks, right? And it's now going to be a $10,000 repair to the front gate. So a lot of boards mistakenly think, no problem, we're using the pooling method. That means we can take any the total amount from our for our reserves and use it to fix the front gate. And that would be wrong. Why? Because the front gate was not a category that was being reserved for in that pooled pot. So that pooled pot only works if you're already reserving for that category. Okay, so I hope that answers your question, George. Okay,
oh,
all right.
No, it does. Thank you. I just wanted clarification.
You got
a
it.
Quick thing. Is there any chance you can get some of the audio up on your website?
Some of the what? You broke up there.
Everybody's busy.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said, George.
Can you get some of the sessions up on the website?
They should be up there. You know, if there's a particular show that's missing, let me know. We'll make sure it goes up. Okay? Thank you so much for listening, though. Appreciate it, George. Always good to see you.
He's out.
Everyone keeps punching the buttons on the phone as they're talking.
I don't know what it is. How about we go to Patrick in Sarasota? How are you, Patrick?
Hi. Thank you very much for my call.
Sure.
My question is, how would you prove the board is taking money, and if they continuously keep taking the highest bid, sometimes that are many times higher than the lowest bid? What do you advise?
Okay, so the first, you raise a good point that, number one, while the association is required under law to engage in competitive bidding, if the contract is going to exceed a certain amount of the budget, in a condo 5%, in an HOA 10%, right? So if the job that you're going to be doing exceeds that amount, the board is required to engage in competitive bidding. That's never been defined under the statute. So is it two competitive bids? Is it three competitive bids? Two is probably enough. Well, getting some kickback there. Hold on. You're going to have to shut your radio in the background, okay? All right. Now, the second question is, second part is much harder. And really what it boils down to is, how do you prove kickbacks? And the answer to that is typically it's very, very difficult to prove. Sometimes it'll be a little easier. In other words, the beautiful marble tile that they just put in the lobby magically runs into the president's unit located on the first floor all of a sudden, right? That might be an easy one.
Well, that's an obvious kickback.
That's an obvious one. And every once in a while, and I mean every once in a while, the person, this is funny how it works, the person getting the kickback will come forward because the person paying the kickback will come forward and say, hey, what's going on here? They screwed me on the last payment of the contract, and that's after I gave the president a $20,000 kickback. You know what I'm saying? So that, believe me, I've had that happen before.
So is a kickback usually in cash, or is it in some
sort
of a...
It's normally in cash. I've had...
But it can be, you know...
It's traceable. You know who makes great great witnesses also?
Who?
Ex-employees who were scorned. Right? Ex-employees of the association will come and say, here's what I know about X and Y taking money and taking kickbacks and stuff. And we've had that happen before, but it's, you know, very, very difficult to prove. Oftentimes, board members don't get caught taking kickbacks. They get caught just actually stealing the money. I mean, actually taking checks made payable to them.
Well, how about that one lady that had, like, an account that was really similar?
Yeah. I had a situation where a manager created an account, a corporation, almost with the exact same name as the association's insurance company. So when the association would pay what they thought was the insurance bill at the end of the month, it wasn't the insurance bill at all. It was a payment going directly into a fake company owned by that manager.
Wow.
If you remember, Karen, we had a guy on the show a couple of years ago that actually was a rocket scientist, remember?
Yeah.
Right. And he was able to kind of work backwards and proved that a particular board member was stealing money from his association. And we met them up here in this office. I'll never forget that. It was in Tamarack. And, an arrest was made there.
Whoa.
Oftentimes, it's greed. Greed always gets you. Greed always kills you. You know, you think you start off stealing $10
and then
here
it,
and there,
like,
and then it goes
then
to
you're
20.
Like Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, exactly. And you
he's
know,
probably
you think,
sleeping like a baby in
yeah,
prison.
Exactly, right. And then you think nobody's ever going to catch you.
Yeah.
So you get bigger, you get braver, and then somebody finally wakes up. And oftentimes, I hate to say this, but oftentimes it's 55 and over communities
that get taken
advantage of the most.
So that adds.
Because they're trusting, maybe they don't have enough, you know, time or energy to devote to looking over the financials, but it happens, you know, primarily in 55 and over communities the most.
Hmm.
So, you know, someone is kind enough to take over the books and records. Nobody else wants to do it, but it doesn't mean you don't watch after the person that's, you know, being kind enough to do it. Because that's the one, when they know they're not being looked at for 10, 12 years, that's the one, you know, unfortunately, where you wake up surprised one day that they stole how much over 10, 12 years?
Oh.
Yeah, so it happens. But
But police are, you know, they really don't want to arrest in these situations.
No. You don't see arrests in these situations. We've seen a couple of new laws passed over the last few years that deal with, you know, condo fraud and elections. You're not allowed to use debit cards anymore.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had situations where the debit cards were not using for condo expenses, unless playing blackjack at the Hard Rock is actually a legitimate condo expense. What do you think, Karen?
No.
Doesn't pass the smell test?
No.
Yeah, so that's why they came up with the no debit cards. But credit cards are actually still allowed.
Okay.
All right, so that brings us to the end of another show. Calls were busy. Didn't know if the calls were going to keep coming on Thanksgiving Day weekend. But as usual, you guys kept me on my toes another week. It was a pleasure spending Sunday with you. And, of course, we'll spend next Sunday with you starting
That's
at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL on Condo Craze and HOAs. Don't forget, today's the last day to sign up for our seminar Thursday night. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Again, CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Dave and Buster's. We'll see you Thursday night. Everybody have a great
Take
week.
Care. We'll be friends.